With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Justice Department is suing to block new congressional district boundaries approved by voters in California. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
After President Trump called for Republican states to redraw their U.S. House districts to add more GOP seats, California adopted new congressional maps that could help Democrats win more seats. And while the Trump administration supports redistricting in Texas and other red states, it's fighting the move in California. It's a legal battle that could determine which party wins control of the House of Representatives in 2026. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A new report finds the federal government's payroll costs surged under the Biden administration.
When former President Joe Biden left the White House, the federal workforce had grown by 5%, but the cost of paying those bureaucrats had grown by 24%. That's according to a new report by the nonprofit government watchdog Open the Books.
Correspondent Ken Lorman, he says Open the Books reports that during that period, federal workers making $100,000 or more annually increased by 49%. Those making $200,000 minimum grew 82%. Those making $300,000 and up rose 84%. Utilities are producing eye-popping forecasts about the amount of electricity they'll need to power massive new data centers that are feeding the fast-growing AI economy. But the forecasts are setting off alarm bells about whether they can be trusted. One question is whether utilities are counting speculative data center projects that may never get built. Some worry the regular taxpayer will be stuck with a bill for paying unnecessary power plant installations. And Disney and YouTube TV have reached a new deal to bring back channels like ESPN and ABC to the Google-owned live streaming platform. This is SRN News. A federal appeals court in Ohio has ruled against the state's fourth-largest school district in a case that pitted its gender pronoun policy against the rights of students. The full 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the suburban Olentangy School District cannot force students to call their peers by their preferred pronouns and punish them if they don't. The group Parents Defending Education had argued that the policy was unconstitutional. The lawsuit captured broad national attention, with Christian, Jewish, Muslim, and Hindu rights organizations lining up against the policy. A Virginia Transportation Security officer is accusing the Department of Homeland Security of sex discrimination over a policy that bars men who are living as women from performing security screening pat-downs on actual women. The Transportation Security Administration enacted the policy in February to comply with President Trump's executive order declaring two unchangeable sexes, male and female. This is SRN News. The World Cheese Awards just wrapped up in Bern, Switzerland.
Scores of judges in yellow aprons circle long rectangular tables arranged in rows before digging in. They either slice triangle wedges out of hard cheeses and press them to their noses, or use spreaders to scoop up soft, gooey cheeses. It was a blind taste test for the 265 odd judges on hand.
Got hints of fruit, lots of meaty notes, some ham stock, maybe even that sense of sort of bacon when you're like slightly hungover in the morning.
The winner, perhaps appropriately enough, was a special Swiss Gruyere. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The top five in the AP Top 25 college football poll is going to change today after staying the same for 3 weeks. Number 4, Alabama's 8-game winning streak ended with a 23-21 loss to number 11, Oklahoma. And number 3, Texas A&M managed to beat South Carolina, but had to come back from nearly 4 touchdowns down to do it. This is SRN News.